You're listening to For the Show We Go Baseball Podcast.
Oh, you got a front row seat at a few guys in the bullpen there in Boston this year. And one of my favorite, I guess, stories was just how good Josh Winkowski was, like after being up and down last year and just, you know, dealing with a bunch of things. So it's like, what was it like just seeing him go out there and succeed and just and have a ton of success at the major league level like that?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Seeing the improvements Josh made, and you know, just watching him throughout the whole season, he was just so fun to watch, man. Like he just knew so much more about himself this past season than he did prior. Knew what he had to work on. Knew what pitches were going to work for him in certain counts and different situations. And it was just so fun to watch him succeed last year. You know, and I'm excited to see him this year, obviously. And, you know, just going forward, you know, I think he's a special arm and, you know, he's just grown so much from when I first met him. And it's just been awesome to see.
Kenley Jansen coming over this year. It seems like there was especially early in the season, everything that I read was just he had really taken over as the leader of the bullpen. Would you say that that's accurate? And what's Kenley's like? What's his relationship with the younger pitchers like? Because he's been around the block a few times.
I mean, it was just a combination of all the veteran guys back there. I mean, Chris Martin and Kenley and. Those two guys, I think those two guys really played a big role in the leadership in the bullpen. So just having that, those two and that dynamic, just learning from the both of them, you know, it was pretty cool. And so, yeah.
It's going to be a little random, but you have a grade A mustache joining the bullpen with Greg Weissert.
And
Isaiah Campbell as well. And I know Joe Jakes was rocking one when we interviewed him. I know Wink was, I think he always teases one at the beginning of the year, but
we've seen the handlebar.
Are you gonna be able to keep up with the times of the grade A facial hairs that are joining the bullpen?
Yeah, I should be. I mean, I ended up trimming my beard a couple weeks ago, so I'm hoping I can get this thing
going. Looking a little lighter.
Yeah, it's a little bit lighter now, but I'm gonna keep it going. It's gonna grow back out, and hopefully I can be the leader of the beards. So
okay, would you ever consider being a part of the mustache gang?
I think my mustache days are over, unfortunately.
Okay, fair enough. It's a man that knows his limits. I don't know what I can do, so it's just like
I tried it out in 22. I just don't think it's going to work out for the future, having a mustache only.
I had an unpleasant experience this past year in Worcester where I shaved my entire face besides my mustache, and it was very early on in its infancy of mustache days. And, of course, there was a big-time rehabber named Trevor Story that appeared in the locker room, which I should have timed that better. I'm like, I'm not going to debut this mustache right when Trevor Story and a ton of cameras are around. Like, so of course I'm in like a ton of photos, like for when Trevor Story is getting interviewed with my absolutely terrible, looks like I can't be within 10 feet of a school mustache on my face. So I learned my lesson, man. Just if there's a rehabber coming, just keep it off the face, man. So, yeah, that was my story. But
see, that's why the mustache just doesn't work out. You know,
it's bad.
Is this
man.
Guy is this guy crazy or is this guy? You know, there's just too many factors going in with a mustache. I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not Ryan Fernandez. I couldn't pull it off. Ryan Fernandez had great one.
Now there might be a goatee debut this year, but I'm not sure yet though.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting seeing this now. Like there's hype for what's he going to go with. What's it going to be?
You know, Jamie Westbrook teased us with that too. Because he had a mustache last year because he was with the Yankees system. So he, I remember his face when it would go up in the Jumbotron in Polar Park. It would just be like just a huge mustache, and it's like he was like, "Well, I do well for a couple weeks, and then I start doing bad, and then I think it's a mustache, shave it, and I go through it like four times." And I'm like, I wonder if guys in the bullpen are kind of like that, where there's like, you know, I've had a couple bad outings. I got to get rid of whatever's going on and just like start clean. I don't know.
So yeah, I mean, like sometimes it's like that.
I mean, and I remember Alex Cora shaving his beard because there was a losing streak. So it's not limited to the players.
Good point.
So I got a question about another reliever. That's one of my favorite players, Zach Kelly. Love his story. Great changeup. And it was one of, for me, the worst moments of the season when he hurt his elbow back in April, and it looked like that might be it for him. But worked through it, came back in September. I was just wondering what it meant to see him return from that as his teammate.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was terrible for us watching him go through that. I think we were in Tampa when that happened. Yep. And it's never fun. It's never good seeing one of your teammates go through that. You know, it's devastating because like this is our career, this is our life, you know, this is our job and this is what we want to do. And you have something like that happen, you feel like just everything just fell. And you know, it's nice to see him be able to come back, you know, towards the end of the season last year, and you know, have him get back on the mound for us, and it was really cool to see. You know, he's a great teammate, great dude. So it's just awesome to, you know, have him back and toeing the rubber again and feeling good and having his arm feel good and all that kind of stuff. So
I know you're close with our guy Rob Bradford a little bit. I know you appeared on his show not too long ago as well, and we love Rob Bradford. But on that topic, he had one of your newest teammates on the show. I think it was yesterday, Tyler O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And I listened to Bradfo ask him about his, you know, what do you max out at on your bench, on your squat? And this guy is lifting like an F-150 for his like bench press. So, his diet that he takes in and just everything, it was just, it blew my mind that that's like an actual like person. Are you familiar with him at all? And are you going to be a little intimidated in the weight room in spring training?
I don't know him too well. You know, I know of him. I've never met him before. You know, I know he lifts a lot of weights and all that kind of stuff. I think I saw, like you said, the Brad Foe show.
Canada. His father was Mr. Canada.
I definitely don't lift as much weight as he does. I don't think I could lift it that much. I'd probably break my back.
Yeah, it's.
I don't think I'm going to be intimidated, but.
Yeah, no.
I don't see you being intimidated by anybody, honestly, just based on what you're saying about wanting to. Oh, yeah, no, I want to pitch to Shohei Freeman and Betts. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't mean, if I piss somebody off and they want to punch me and, you know, I'm smaller than them, it's like, okay, you punch me. Like, what does that do?
I don't think intimidated was the right word, but it was almost one of those things where it's like, maybe, you know, you are just kind of. You know, you need to get a workout in when you're down in the fort once you get there. And then you walk in and there's a guy that's like like I said, like he's literally benching like six plates on each side. And it's just like, I want to watch this. But
I love seeing that stuff. It's cool seeing those guys, you know, lift that much weight. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, I've tried to do that before. It's like, it's just not good for my knees.
Yeah, my knees are creaking in the morning when it's below 30 degrees. I'm not even going to attempt that, but...